Now, notice something else as we get into this chapter. And I go back now to verse 1 again. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. The question is, what feast? Well, probably the Passover. There are three great feasts of the Jews. Three times a year shall all thy males appear before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose. That's Deuteronomy 16:16. And then those three feasts are designated, Passover, Pentecost, and Tabernacles. And you find in John 2 the Passover. And you find in John 7 the Tabernacles. And it's assumed by many that this is Pentecost. Well, I don't know, I must confess. I rather think it could be the Passover feast again. But regardless of that, and to me that's not the important thing, we find here, now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep gate, not market, gate, a pool which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, House of Olives, or, as it is variously translated, House of Mercy. And certainly that's what it was to a great many, having five porches. Now, in these lay a great multitude, and actually the word great is not in the better manuscripts. It don't need it anyway. In these lay a multitude. A multitude is a great number. In these lay a multitude of impotent folk. And that means people without strength. Many years ago, in fact, when I was pastor in Pasadena, I went up one year to speak at the preventorium where little fellows and girls that were there that, you know, had weak lungs, some of them had TB, and they put on an Easter program. And there was a little fellow there that quoted this entire fifth chapter of John, all 47 verses. He only made one error, and I always felt his error wasn't much of an error. And it's verse 3 here. He quoted it like this. In these lay a great multitude of important folk. And quite a few smiled and noticed that. But I got to thinking about it, and I'm sure they were important, because one of them caused the Lord Jesus to come through there, and any of the others could have turned to him. They were important to him. In those lay a great multitude, or multitude of impotent folk, that is, people without strength. They were of the blind and the halt and the withered, and they were waiting for the moving of the water.